This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli undergoes successful kidney transplant at Trivan University Teaching Hospital. President Bidya Devi Bhandari administers oath of office and secrecy to Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiora as Finance and Communications Minister. House of Representatives ratifies National Sports Development Bill, and Italy to close all schools as virus death toll rises. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli underwent a successful kidney transplant at the Trivan University Teaching Hospital yesterday. With this, the Prime Minister has undergone successful kidney transplant for the second time. According to the hospital executive, Dr. Prem Krishna, the Prime Minister was taken to the operation theatre at 10 a.m. yesterday, and it took around 5 hours to complete the transplant procedures. A medical squad comprising 15 to 20 members took part in the transplant. The team was led by Professor Dr. Prem Raj Kewali. The 68-year-old Prime Minister was hospitalized on March 2nd, and different medical specialists had conducted different tests on him. Samiksha Sangrola, who is Prime Minister's niece by relation, donated him her kidney. Prior to this, he had undergone first kidney transplant in India's Apollo Hospital 12 years ago. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives yesterday passed a special proposal wishing Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's good health and recuperation. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota had presented the proposal, and the meeting endorsed it unanimously. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has reappointed Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiora as the Finance Minister and as the Minister for Communications and Information Technology. Spokesperson at the Office of the President Hari Prasad Dahal said the President appointed Dr. Khatiora as the Finance Minister as per the Constitution provision and on the recommendation of the Prime Minister yesterday. Dr. Khatiora had tendered resignation from the post of Finance Minister on Tuesday following the termination of his National Assembly membership. President Bhandari has also assigned Dr. Khatiora to look after portfolio of Ministry of Communications and Information Technology. The newly appointed Finance Minister was administered the oath of office and secrecy at the office of the President, Sheetal Niwas, yesterday itself. Meanwhile, the newly appointed Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiora, has stressed that old media houses need to adopt new technology for the effective delivery of information. Minister Khatiora said this while assuming the office yesterday. He said cooperation from all sides was imperative to make the ministry's relations with press harmonious. Minister Khatiora also said that the ministry would make its relations healthy and harmonious with press, both in policy and in practice. Newly elected 18 members in the National Assembly, which is the upper house of the federal parliament, took oath of office and secrecy yesterday. National Assembly Chairman Ganesh Prasad Timilsinha administered the oath of office to the new members amid a program at the new Baneshwar-based Federal Parliament building. They will have a 6-year term. Among them, 16 are from the ruling Communist Party and 2 are from the Rashtriya Janata Party Nepal. On the occasion, the National Assembly Chair offered the official logo to the new members and congratulated them. Similarly, the Federal Parliament Secretariat had provided them a bag containing the copy of the Constitution and the laws. The House of Representatives meeting has ratified the National Sports Development Bill. Minister for Youth and Sports Jagat Bahadur Biswakarma had presented the bill in yesterday's meeting. Minister for Home Affairs Rambadu Thapa has said that the state should award personalities who have made substantial contribution to the nation. At an interaction on the draft bill, related to Amendment and Integration of Award and Coronation Act organized by Nepal Law Commission yesterday, Minister Thapa reminded the incidents of rejecting the awards and coronation by some respected individuals who had truly contributed to the nation. He said it might be because of delayed recognition to them. On the occasion, he said that the government had forwarded the bill thinking the real personalities contributing to the nation should be honored by the state. The Communist Party has cancelled its gathering under the Party Unity Strengthening and Public Relation Expansion Campaign over the coronavirus fear, issuing a circular yesterday. Communist Party General Secretary Bishnu Prasad Paudil informed that big gatherings were cancelled for the time being. He said that despite the cancellation of the gathering, meetings of all committees of the party and sister organizations would be organized. He also asked the party leaders to continue the membership renewal. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai has directed the Nepal Aviation Authority and Nepal Tourism Board to form action team to study the impact of coronavirus and prepare measures to tackle it. Speaking at the discussion organized in the ministry yesterday, Bhattrai directed concerned officials to write to the ministry in case of any policy decision and to form a team in the leadership of the Tourism Secretary. In the program, Secretary of Tourism Ministry Kedar Bahadur Adhikari informed about the current status of coronavirus. The minister also requested the organizations and experts related to tourism to recommend necessary steps to deal with the problems within 3 days. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has extended congratulations to Ya Tan Sri Dato Haji Muhyiddin bin Haji Muhammad Yassin on his appointment as Prime Minister of Malaysia. Prime Minister Oli congratulated him, sending the letter of congratulations for his successful tenure. He also expressed the hope for strengthening of bilateral relations between the two countries. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
यु लिसनिङ टु रेडियो नेपालस एटीएम न्यूज बुलेटिन अन टु सम इन्टरनेशनल अपडेट्स नाउ Italy has confirmed that it will shut all schools from Thursday for 10 days as it battles to contain the coronavirus outbreak. And all professional sport, including the Serie A football matches, will be played behind closed doors for a month. A total of 107 people have now been killed by the coronavirus in Italy, which has the most serious outbreak in Europe. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said the health service risked being overwhelmed. Most of the more than 3,000 cases are in the north, but others have been confirmed in 19 of Italy's 20 regions. The United States on Wednesday carried out its first airstrike on Taliban fighters in Afghanistan since the two sides signed a troop withdrawal agreement on Saturday. A U.S. forces spokesperson confirmed the incident in southern Helmand province hours after American President Donald Trump spoke by phone with Chief Taliban negotiator Mullah Baradar Akhund on Tuesday, the first known conversation between a U.S. leader and a top Taliban official. Spokesperson for the U.S. forces in Afghanistan, Colonel Sony Leggett, said in a tweet that the Taliban fighters were actively attacking the Afghan National Security Forces checkpoint and it was a defensive strike to disrupt the attack. He said Washington was committed to peace but would defend Afghan forces if needed. In Washington, however, U.S. officials appeared to play down the Taliban attacks. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the western region and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the western region and at one or two places of the eastern and central hilly regions. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 23.6 degrees Celsius and minimum of 8.2 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli undergoes successful kidney transplant at Thrivan University Teaching Hospital. President Vidyadevi Bhandari administers oath of office and secrecy to Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiola as Finance and Communications Minister. House of Representatives ratifies National Sports Development Bill. and Italy to close all schools as virus death toll rises. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.